From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show, and we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. And we do that by building the Backyard Advantage, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs. And it's centered around this culture of love, right? Helping one another. So today, that's what we're going to do. We are going to be helping you as we break out our next in the series of the most valuable towns. We're going to help you by helping you understand what Placer County is offering, what they are all about, why Placer County is so valuable, and why it is such a great place to grow a business. It's a great place to live. We are joined today by Shanti Landon. She is a Placer County supervisor, and Ryan Lundquist, who is an appraisal expert extraordinaire, and so knows everything about residential real estate and the trends associated with that all around the region. And joined by me as my co-host today, the lovely Ashley Haney.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here today because, as you know, I was born and raised in Placer County. The only time I ever left was to go to UC Davis, so I'm so excited today to share.
You're back.
Yeah.
All the way.
I've been back. I've been out of college for a little bit, but I'm excited to share all the things we love about Placer County.
Yeah. Well, so as a working mom, entrepreneur, what's your first, big into the real estate world, what's the most valuable part to you off the top of your head?
To me, it's to be able to have the place where I can live and work and enjoy all of the amenities, the proximity to everything. I know we've talked about that a lot in the past, but I just feel safe and it feels like home to me. And everybody I know that's moved here from other areas falls in love with it, and hoping today to convince Ryan Lundquist to do the same.
Ryan is a Fair Oaks guy. So Ryan, let's get to know you a little bit. Give us a little bit of your background and why the heck do you live in Fair Oaks?
Okay, technically it's Carmichael.
Okay.
But from my porch, if I threw something about 50 feet, that's Fair Oaks.
Okay.
So give or take. Let's see, background, been an appraiser for a little more than 20 years and love crunching market stats. I'm not a data nerd, but gosh, I love the story that stats tell. And so that's the fascinating part to me. I love woodworking. I love to walk. I need to do more walking. So I kind of have that Mark Wahlberg six pack, but that's not where I'm at in life today. And that's okay. But that's me in a nutshell.
You do not have a Mark Wahlberg six pack?
I do. You just can't see it.
Okay, pull up the shirt. Let's take a look at that. I'd like to see where it's YouTube. It's good.
Yeah.
We got a camera on you. Okay, so let's go to Shanti and get a little bit of your background. We're gonna try, Ryan, not to make you jealous of Placer County throughout the whole show, okay?
I love Placer. I spend a lot of time in Placer. We can get to that.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Shanti, give us a little bit of your background, if you don't mind, and why you love Placer County.
Okay, well, my husband Chris and I have been married almost 26 years. We have 5 kids. They range in age from almost 21 to 15. And we've raised our kids here. Actually, before we moved to Placer County, we were in Sacramento. And we did a nationwide search. My husband flew to places like Tennessee, the Carolinas. We looked in Texas to try and find the best place to raise our kids and didn't even know about Placer County and really just stumbled upon this county that was right next door to us. And as soon as we stepped foot here, we were like, yep, this is it. This is where we want to raise our kids.
So where are you originally from?
I grew up in Amador County.
Amador. So you did the nationwide search from Amador and came up with Placer County.
We were in Sacramento. My husband's from down near San Luis Obispo area. Okay. So we went to school down there and finished up at Sac State. And then
Son, I guess it's your oldest son, was recently on our show as the most successful young entrepreneur that I think I've met in a long time. Owns mobile home parks and all kinds of stuff. So obviously it's working to grow entrepreneurship here out of Placer County.
Well, Placer County, we grow great kids here.
So you are a Placer County supervisor. So you really are at the leadership level in making sure that Placer County runs in a way that, I guess, makes it a great place for us all to live.
Yes. Yeah. It's super important to me. I'm really, really passionate about protecting our quality of life. I always like to say that I think one of the greatest threats to Placer County is that we're in the state of California. And so really trying to protect our local control if and where at all possible is very important to me.
All right. Well, let's talk about the assets that we have here in Placer County. Ash, you want to sort of lead that conversation a little bit? What assets are here, and maybe ask some questions of our guests?
Yeah. Well, obviously I'm a real estate broker. So the first thing that I think are the diversity of homes, right? So you've got everything from your starter home all the way through some ultra luxury homes that I've had the pleasure of selling and being a part of. The parks are fantastic. We've got walkability. We've got shopping. And personally, where I spent my time is on either the baseball field or at the grounds at the volleyball field,
yeah.
Volleyball courts.
So thinking about what we have here in Placer County, we have some major cities. Maybe you can give us an overview, Shante, if you don't mind, as to what's in Placer County in terms of cities and districts.
Sure. Yeah. So we have five districts. My district is all of Lincoln, Sheridan, the rural areas out there, and then West Roseville, everything west of Fiddiment and north of Baseline is my district. And I'm district two. District one is Bonnie Gore, and she is all of Roseville, most of Roseville. And she has West Roseville south of Baseline. District three was recently redistricted. It's all of Rockland, parts of Loomis, Penryn, Newcastle. District 4 is Granite Bay and parts of Roseville. And District 5 is Tahoe all the way down to Auburn and parts of Newcastle.
So it's a lot of geography. There's about 400,000 people, I believe, maybe give or take, in Placer County. And I always feel like what makes a community is the people. How would you describe, and maybe I'd say this to either one of you, how would you describe the people of Placer County as opposed to maybe other areas, and what are we known for?
You want to go first since I got to chat?
You guys live here. I'm not going to describe the
but
people,
you're seeing so. People move here, so you got an influx
okay.
of Bay Area.
Let me say this, influx of Bay Area, but according to Census Bureau stats, the number one center in terms of county is usually Sacramento. And so maybe the Bay Area total, you know, can add up to more. But I think sometimes my experience in Placer is that there's this thing like a little bit of tension with Sacramento sometimes. And I just remind you, like, hey, a lot of your brethren come from Sacramento.
So people are moving here more from Sacramento, the city or the county, than Bay Area or L.A.?
So I'd have to, in terms of just one county, yes. But if if you total all Bay Area, it's possible that could be more. But like clockwork, there's typically Sacramento County is the number one center. Granted, Sacramento is huge, and so that makes sense also. And it's right next door. When people move, I'm not surprised to hear Shanti's story about, Amador to Placer. It's not often, I'm moving 2,000 miles away. Sometimes it's you find a gem somewhere else that's somewhat local, and maybe you don't even have to change where you're going to work. Because if you live, say, a guy like me in Carmichael, I could work downtown, no problem, whether I live in Carmichael or whether I live in Roseville.
Yeah. So I remember a report coming out, I think it was a year or two ago, maybe it was COVID timeframe, where it was a U-Haul report where it described where people were taking one-way moves, and I believe Roseville was like number one in the top one, a few.
Yeah, not a surprise. Roseville has seen explosive growth. I mean, the county as a whole, just, when you compare population stats over the, last couple decades, it's exponential growth. West Roseville didn't exist at one point hardly. And so every month, typically Roseville has the highest number of brand new homes that are built from North State BIA. That's where that stat comes from. And so there's a lot of people moving into the county, and I think there's a lot of communities that are being built, sometimes luxury, price point and gated communities or tract neighborhoods. There's a lot that's going for it. And on a geeky note, when I pull stats each month and I can compare counties, they've kind of done similar things in terms of prices going up and such, but Placer's always about 400 to 600 square feet larger, the size of homes, when you compare it to just Sacramento. And so, part of Sacramento is older housing stock, and in Placer, you're newer and you're larger. And so I think that's part of the draw, not only maybe the location or the businesses that are here, but also the type of product that's here. I think that is meaningful for people.
So I grew up in Roseville, and it was a railroad town at the time. So a lot of the employees, they were, you know, they worked at the railroad. We become a lot more diverse than that. How would you describe the diversity in Placer County? Because I don't think it's as diverse as, say, Sacramento or some other areas in the region. Shanti?
Well, you know, I would say now knowing that Bosch is coming to town, which is a huge catch, I think that's going to pave the way for a lot of things that we probably didn't anticipate, all the way down to just our mom and pop businesses. And our wine and ale trail, I think, is such a beautiful little gem that we have in Placer County, where we actually have some good wines and just a nice experience for families to go out on a weekend and, you know, sit with their kids and enjoy beautiful weather out in the country, but be 10 minutes from Lincoln or 15 minutes from Roseville, you know.
Well, let's dive into the Bosch and the sort of the tech scene, the business scene in the Placer County area. So what is Bosch? It's a division of Bosch that manufactures chips, right? So what does that do for, they're coming into Roseville. What's that do for not only Roseville, the rest of Placer County and the entire region?
Well, I think it paves the way for compatible uses and manufacturing to come in the Sunset area, which is a couple thousand acres that's out kind of near where the casino is. And that land was designated a very long time ago for jobs creation, is really what it's intended for. That's where Placer One is going to be, with a future Sac State campus, which again, Sac State partnering with Bosch and other potential uses. There's a Placer Commerce Center that's just south of the casino.
Is that like on the border of Rockland and Roseville?
It's a border. Yeah, Roseville, right. Rockland, Lincoln, right there in the middle. It's
down
kind of
Highway
like a triangle.
65.
Yes.
Yeah. So anybody listening, there's Interstate 80 runs east and west, and then you got Highway 65 that'll take you, I guess, north to like Lincoln and mm-hmm. Wheatland and Yuba City and that kind of stuff. But along there, that's starting to get built out.
Yes.
And additionally, too, they actually have plans, and you can touch on this too, to connect it all the way down to 99. So people that are coming in and with that development, you'll have easy access to Sacramento. You can speak more to that.
Yeah, so Placer Parkway is essentially where right now Whitney Ranch Parkway is the exit off of Highway 65. That funding for the first, I think, 2 miles of that project is there. We're just waiting for the final design and environmental reviews that need to be done, is my understanding. And it'll be decades till it finally reaches out to 99, but it is very exciting because it will provide a lot of relief on I-80 and give a pathway for people other than going down Blue Oaks or some of the other paths that they currently take.
And I think Bosch too is, it not only is it helping build out, you know, Placer County area, but it puts the entire region more on the map in terms of semiconductors, because we have Intel, we've got Solidigm and others that are making this sort of a cluster, if you will, for that kind of business. And so all the different supporting businesses, as you mentioned, are going to want to cluster around here too, which is going to drive great jobs.
Which I think is so cool. And the cool thing about it is that they're open to bringing in those businesses. I know that a bunch of our Placer County leaders recently just went overseas to meet with other companies to try to attract them to our area and show what our value is too. So maybe, were you there on that, or did you hear
I was
that?
Not there, but Bonnie went. Okay. So yeah, it sounds like it was very successful and they had some really great conversations with people. So...
Well, you had me. I stayed on Bosch, and it was difficult because you mentioned wineries, and I wanted to go there automatically. So, yeah. Ashley's no stranger to the winery.
I never met a winery I didn't like.
So, you mentioned we have a good wine scene. So, you're from Amador. They've got pretty good wine country there. How'd you contrast Amador County with our wine trail?
Well, see, the problem is that when I left Amador County, I was just like 18. And okay. So I didn't start drinking until I was 40. Yeah. So I can't compare. But I do know from hearing from other people that, there are certain types of wines that we really do a great job at and are very competitive in this space. And especially with, there's a Project 8 winery coming. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
No.
It will change the landscape for wineries.
What is that?
It's going to be in Penryn, and and there is a restaurant that will be there that, well, it was very controversial, and that will rotate at the top of the tower.
The guy came in here and talked to me about that.
Yeah, so it'll be, I mean, very innovative, entrepreneurial, you know, it'll be really interesting. And I think what we need is, again, that array of options. We need those small wineries where you go in and you chit chat with the winemaker and you hang out, and also these bigger wineries that are bringing people from the Bay Area and Lake Tahoe that want to come here because of that. So,
well, and the cool thing with that too is I know I watched a lot of meetings on that. The neighbors are really excited about it too. So not only are these businesses coming in or some of these wineries, but they're family friendly and community friendly too. So that's part of where I like to go, because I can take my kids, they can have lunch, I can maybe have a glass of wine or two maybe, and have a great day and have experiences with my kids. So
So thinking about the other amenities, Ashley, you mentioned parks. So what else, what are some of the things that we have here that are just like, wow, you can't get these anywhere else? I'm thinking of like the Roseville parks are fantastic.
So a lot of people come to Sunsplash.
Okay.
We've also got Folsom Lake. That's a huge draw for people. You can go to the American River and do outdoor experiences by floating down the American River. I mean, there's all types of indoor or outdoor activities, not to mention all the golf courses and communities that are located around golf courses.
So, Ryan, do you ever come to Placer County to partake in the lakes and river and stuff?
Not so much the lakes. Some hikes sometimes in Auburn. But a shout out to Cherry Records. If you want a good vinyl shop, I think the best vinyl shop in the region, Cherry Records in Auburn.
Okay.
Hands down.
Where at in Auburn? Is it like Old Auburn? Old Town Auburn?
It's Old Auburn. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, in terms of like what we have, we talk a lot about Roseville because it's the biggest city in the area, and Rockland's next door, pretty big. Roseville's what, 150,000 people ish. Rockland's 60,000-70,000 people, and then you've got Auburn, which is another 10-15 minutes up the road, and it's kind of spread out, but it's got this cool downtown old town thing happening. I go there for yoga every morning, and I grew up around here, so my dad had a TV shop there, so super familiar with it. But a lot of people aren't as familiar with Auburn. Sounds like, Ryan, you're pretty familiar with it.
Yeah, we go there frequently.
Well, and Auburn's doing a great job too of bringing that tourism, even just from our local neighbors, to show the hikes and to show the amenities that they have, and they want to welcome everybody in. So all the cute shops and
coffee shops. Then they have that like Auburn Lights night or whatever it was a couple months ago. There's some great restaurants. Poor Choice, shout out to them. So there's some good stuff there. Absolutely. You know, one thing we haven't talked about though is 55 plus communities in Placer County. Mm. I think Placer is beating anyone in the region in terms of Sun City Lincoln, which is massive, and Sun City Roseville, and then there's some other 55 plus communities that are emerging. And from a planning standpoint, clearly there's value being recognized over the past two decades, but there's other 55 plus communities in the works right now that are being built from the ground up in Placer. And I think that's a huge draw for a lot of people who are looking to relocate. And one important thing in that, when I look at 2022 versus 2023, the number of sales were down almost everywhere. There's one neighborhood where that didn't happen, Sun City Lincoln. Yeah. And so it's fascinating to see. And just you think about a demographic that's moving and still strong volume, despite kind of maybe some issues in the housing market overall that's happening nationally.
There's still a trend for old people coming here. Wow. I wonder why that is. Do you think it's the weather?
No, I think it's because that they're creating these communities to not be old people communities. They're 55 plus, but 55 is not old anymore, Dad. Or is it?
It's young to me.
No, they're creating experiences when you're there, and it's an active lifestyle of like-minded people. So that's what a big draw.
Yeah, pickleball courts and, things to do and, community. Or people are like, I don't want a car. I just want a golf cart with flames on the side. Or maybe that's just my dream in life. I think it's all that people go, it's not just the house, but really the neighborhood. But the Sun Cities have really done something right. I think they're the largest 55 plus in the region by far.
Yeah. Well, there's two of them, and they've got golf courses, and they're phenomenal. Yeah. And so super great place for an elderly person to live.
You keep using the word elderly.
55 is not, it's kind of like senior citizens.
An active adult.
I went to one of your kids' one of our my grandkids' football games the other day, and I got the senior citizens discount.
Wow!
So I was pretty happy about that.
Okay.
So
the discount.
So it was nice. It's giving me a few bucks off.
That's awesome.
So you mentioned Lincoln Hills, and you're out in the Lincoln area, am I right? Okay, so we don't end up talking on this show that much about Lincoln, but Lincoln has grown like crazy over the years.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lincoln and some of the assets that exist in Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, there's a 55 and older community right now that's being developed in Lincoln called Esplanade, and that's a beautiful community too. I think public safety too is probably a reason that the older crowd, I guess, is coming here too. Like, we have really great crime stats here in Placer County, and I think we have a great DA, great sheriff who are tough on crime and who are going to prosecute crimes that may not be prosecuted in other jurisdictions. And I think that really helps us. And I think people come here and they feel safe. They feel like they can leave their door unlocked when they go for a walk, or, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Lincoln in particular, I think it's this really cute little place because it's got this adorable downtown, and again, Wine and Ale Trail right outside of town. But it's also got, it's getting amenities that are mm-hmm. in other places like Roseville and Rockland. They struggle with sales tax because of Roseville and Rockland and where they're located out on the far end of 65. Hopefully that will improve as their population.
Well, a shout out to my buddies, Wayne Wu and Morgan Geyer, who you mentioned, the DA. Yeah. They prosecute people. They arrest them and they prosecute them here in Placer County. And that is a differentiator. It mm-hmm. really is. People want to go where they feel safe, and there's problems in every area. But when your law enforcement is committed to minimizing that, it's certainly makes us all feel a lot better.
One other cool thing I want to mention about Lincoln is you can go to Lincoln, and again, you can have your traditional track home. But I just sold 10 acres in Lincoln. So mm-hmm. you can, within a mile of each other, be right walkable next to a school, and just a few minutes away, you can have several acres where you can spread out too.
Yeah. And the affordability in Lincoln, Ryan, help me, or Ash, it's a little bit better than Roseville and Rockland and Loomis, right? So I've kind of grown up in this Roseville, Loomis kind of thing. And the prices here are, you know, Lincoln's right down the street. I guess you've got Catavadera. My brother lives at Catavadera. Those are some high-end homes and some expensive stuff. But for the most part, it seems like everything's a couple percent less in terms of price.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have exact stats, but I do have a visual on my phone here. $2 million sales in the whole region since 2020. Lincoln's actually number six on the list.
Number six in what?
In terms of the number of $2 million sales.
In the nation or six state?
In the region, okay. Our four-county region.
Okay.
Yeah, the nation, no. $2 million elsewhere, that gets you a shack. Beach, and, you know, but...
So sixth in the region as compared to, say, Rockland, Roseville, El Dorado Hills.
Yeah, I mean, so you look 2 million and above, El Dorado Hills, Granite Bay, Sacramento, Loomis, Carmichael, Lincoln, and it goes on and on. But Auburn,
Lincoln's right up there.
Lincoln's number six.
Yeah. So Lincoln's number six, 22 sales above 2 million. And so, you know, that's Catavadera. Sometimes the stuff on acreage. There are some you know, really surprising properties in the hills in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. You go, wow, like, I had no idea that was out there, right? And when you drive through and, you know,
You mentioned the sales tax. So Roseville's got the auto mall. There's the mall. Rockland's got some more retail. What does Lincoln need to do to attract that sales tax or those businesses? And then also, what's missing because we don't have that?
Mm-hmm.
What are we not providing?
Well, they're going to have to grow.
Okay.
They are going to have to grow in population if they are going to want to increase their sales tax capture, because they're the big places. And again, this is shifting, right? Because commercial properties are different now than they were 20 years ago, and retail spaces are a lot different now than they were 20 years ago. And so what is that going to look like 10, 20 years from now? Because right now, Lincoln has planned for a lot of commercial development in their new growth area, Village 5, which is like 4,000 acres out on the west side. But if they don't get the population growth, none of those kind of big box vendors are going to come to Lincoln. So it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing. You know, it's like people want the amenities to move to a place, but in order to get the amenities, they need to move to the place. So
there's a Costco in Roseville, I guess Rockland. Is it considered Rockland?
Which one? The new one?
The new one is Loomis.
Okay. Yes.
Because I know it blocks my drive home. Like down Brace Road. It feels like it's kind of like on the edge of Rockland and Roseville. Hasn't opened yet, but no. I think one of the number one Costcos in the state is over in this Roseville Rockland border, which I thought it was Roseville.
I want to say in the nation.
I
think it's one of their busiest. Yeah.
It is. And so there'll be a lot of overflow that comes here, but I'm thinking in terms of like Lincoln sales tax dollars. As you come down Sierra College Boulevard, we're going to get a lot of that into Loomis, which is, I always think of Loomis as this no growth kind of, not in my backyard kind of mentality, but we end up now with a Costco, which will drive some sales tax. And some of that's going to be coming from Lincoln because, going up and down.
It'll come from me because I won't go to the other Costco. Yeah, it's
too crowded. Yeah.
And they put it right there smack dab on the border of Rockland. So it's just on the edge because Loomis typically is slower to grow also. One thing we didn't mention in Lincoln that I love is the Lincoln Potters. I have a membership there and season ticket holder. So proud season ticket holder to the Potters. And it's really cool to take the kids out there and go watch the Potters play some damn good baseball, actually.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
What about, so let's talk about growth. You said that Lincoln needs to grow. Rockland doesn't have as much room to grow. Where's the Roseville? Get out West Roseville. There's a lot of room. Where do you anticipate growth in Placer County? What's it look like?
Well, I mean, looking at the general plan, I would say the large majority of that growth is going to be West Roseville and Lincoln.
Okay.
Because Rockland is landlocked, so they're going to do infill projects in general. It's pretty much all going to be out there.
But you got to build more houses to get more people here, right? So if all the houses are full now.
Is that how it works? Is you build the houses first and then the businesses come, or the businesses come and then the people build
it? I mean, it depends on what kind of businesses you're talking about, because maybe a business like Bosch doesn't necessarily need housing there, although they're going to want workforce housing, but in a different sense than Costco or Trader Joe's or, those kind of things coming in there. Trader Joe's is going to want the population there first.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about education for a second. We have Sierra College, which is right down the road here in Rockland. We have William Jessup, which is a four-year university also here in Rockland. But you mentioned Sac State going to be putting a campus here. What's the timing for that? And what are the other, attributes that we have in terms of education?
Well, I think we're hoping in the next couple of years that they will have a satellite campus in place where they will have a small, number of students. They are hoping to have a crime lab, and I'm just blanking on the new name for that because it's not called a crime lab anymore, but it's essentially a crime lab that will hopefully be the first building on that campus and will be a partnership between our district attorney's office as well as the county and Sac State. But the eventual goal is for that to be a full-on Sac State campus, and which will be really incredible for our region because a lot of Sac State students have to drive all the way down to there. So,
Well, and also, too, we do have William Jessup University that's just right there on the Rockland-Lincoln border, too, that they just got some pretty high accolades, and their sports have been doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool to watch them grow.
What about the younger kids? Because, one of the things I like to say is all great change in America begins at the dinner table, but then we ship them off to school to get babysat or learn or what have you. How are the schools in Placer County comparatively, maybe like statewide or nationally? Any sense of that? Yeah, anybody.
I know we have good schools, but I don't know. You might know better.
Yeah, I don't have the stats on everything, but what I do know is when people are looking to buy homes, they're looking at the schools first. Mm-hmm. And there's not a single area within Placer County that's going to deter them. One of the reasons that I was drawn to Loomis, I was living in Roseville before. My kids were at Adventure Christian prior to going to elementary school. I decided to move to Loomis so that my kids could go to a K-8 school. All of the homes in the Loomis school district are K-8 for elementary. And so for me personally, I felt like that kept them younger a little longer. I went to private school growing up my whole life, and so I didn't quite want that entire experience, but anything I can do to help give them a little bit more of a simpler lifestyle while also still having that social experience with the public education.
One other higher education too that's going to come here is Hillsdale College as well, which is also out on that western portion, but that will be another private university.
What's the timing on that? That's a very, correct me if I'm wrong, but very patriotic approach to the higher education. Is that
right? Yeah, it's a, I would say, classical education. You know, they're very focused on, I guess I would say, critical thinking and really kind of training up critical thinkers so that they can articulate what they believe and why they believe it. I'm not sure exactly on timeline. Hopefully at some point in the near future, but I haven't heard an update recently.
And that's Roseville. Mm-hmm. I had a Zoom call, I guess it was a few years back when I was first starting the Growth Factory, with Jill Gialdo, who is the mayor of Rockland, and Krista Bernasconi, who is the mayor of
Roseville.
And the mayor of Lincoln, I can't remember her name off the top of my
head.
Holly Andriotta. Yeah, yeah. The three of them were like bosom buddies. And you know, you mentioned that sometimes we get competitive among, you know, if Roseville wins, that's bad for Rockland and so on. Well, that's not the way the leadership in Placer County thinks. They're very much rising tide lifts all ships. Let's work collaboratively. Would you say that that's how Placer County is among the region as well? Or is that just something I noticed between the three mayors?
I think so. I mean, I think we have really good leadership in Placer County that really does want to be collaborative. And we know that there really are no boundaries when it comes to where someone's going to go shopping or go to a park. You know, when I was out in rural Lincoln, I would go use Roseville Park sometimes, you know. We just go where it's most convenient and where we feel like going. And so I think when it comes to outside the Placer County region, I know that the engagement on regional boards and committees, I hope that people see Placer County as a good partner and someone who wants to see the whole region be elevated, because if one area is not doing well, that affects all of us. So
it does.
Definitely. Yeah, I was going to say too, I think one of the benefits in Placer is just being smaller than a county like Sacramento. And I find that the bigger you get, the more bureaucracy there is and the harder it is to get stuff done. And one shout out for Placer County is that they have three models for anyone who wants to build an ADU. There's plans available. It's still really expensive to build one, but I appreciate that the county has available plans for residents to use if they want to avoid that design fee, which is usually about $3,000 or $4,000.
Well, let me make sure I understand that. So you have you own your own house. You've got a little bit extra room on your property to build an ADU. What's that stand for?
Accessory dwelling unit.
Okay, so like a mother-in-law, a place for your mother-in-law to live.
For the elderly.
Yeah. You're a little Del Webb. So you got it on your property. So instead of going and hiring an architect to design the plans, you go where to get the plans?
The Placer County website has, I think it's three available models to say, if you use this, you're good. Okay. At least for the design part. And so I appreciate that. I think it's progressive. Hopefully we'll see everyone, you know, do that in the entire region and throughout the state.
Do they have one that's like really kind of a really affordable one that's kind of a piece of crap for my mother-in-law?
That's the Home Depot parking lot. They make these
sheds. Just kidding.
No, but I think what he's trying to say in that is they're good with growth. Placer County is encouraging growth. And there is a certain number of stats right now that we're struggling with because we have to build a certain number of units and the counties are getting a lot of pressure to do so. So Placer County is trying to make it really easy for their residents to put on those additional units onto their properties. And maybe you have a stat on how many people are even building them. I mean, there's a good portion of people adding them on.
I don't, but it's glowing throughout the state. It's been an emphasis that legislators are, really pushing. I always say, hey, it's okay that you're pushing that. Let's just make sure we build every other type of unit also. I don't think we can solve the housing crisis by people's backyards alone. And so we really need to kind of do what Roseville is doing, open up land and, you know, make things happen.
The state, Shanti, you and I were talking about this as one of the hot issues is the state mandating that we set aside a certain amount of land for affordable housing. Why is that controversial, and how does Placer County stack up in terms of affordable housing?
Well, it's controversial because people don't generally want low-income units next to them. So citing those properties is difficult. It's also difficult because we're being forced to kind of put them in places where we may not feel are the most ideal locations because we have a deadline of May 15th and we have to meet that deadline. And if we don't, then we may get repercussions from the state. They may take our land use authority away, and we don't want that. And so really trying to push the envelope where we can to maintain our local control, while understanding that we do need to have a variety of housing types. You know, we want teachers to be able to live here in the community that they're teaching in. And we want someone who is a janitor to be able to live in a community where their kids are going to school, as well as someone who is in a multi-million-dollar property. But being able to spread those out and not have, and this is a personal opinion, not have, you know, 300 units in a rural location where there really isn't infrastructure in the schools because they're exempt from school and fire fees. So they all come in with an additional 100 students, but not have to pay into the school. And so then the school is burdened, and it's impacting the Loomis Union District because in Penryn, there's a project that's doing just that. And so trying to find ways that we can help mitigate some of that.
Well, you know, we are actually recording this on Super Tuesday. So when it comes out, it'll be a few weeks later. And we never really talk politics on this show. It's not what we do. But this is, are there some, is this kind of a political issue?
I mean, I don't know. I really feel like it's not a right or left thing. Yeah. It's really, I mean, I guess you could make it political, but to me, it's more of quality of life thing and just logical sense things. So, but maybe other people will make it political.
Yeah. Okay, so what did we not cover in terms of why is, like, Placer County is not just valuable because of the people. It's not just valuable because of the businesses that are here. It's not just valuable because of the schools. It's not just valuable because the rivers, the, you know, American River and the hiking and Folsom Lake. But that's a lot. I mean, that's a big, a lot of good. What did we not cover? Why else is Placer County?
Galleria Mall. Hello.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Galleria Mall.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, people come from all over the place to get that mall.
It's the best mall in the region. It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is the best thank mall in the region. You. And so thank you for admitting that.
Of course, man. It's true. But I mean, who goes to a mall, though, anyway?
A lot of online
Amazon,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of Amazon. I think all those things that you mentioned, though, that is what makes it great, because if you only had one thing to say that's what you're great for, is that doesn't really do it for me. I like that we're great at all different aspects, and that brings us into a whole excellent category.
One of the things that I think we have that is it's kind of intangible, but there's pride in our community. Mm-hmm. I live in Loomis today, and there's pride in Loomis. Growing up in Roseville, there was pride of living in Roseville. So those kind of things can exist in these cities. But I think in Placer County, I guess it's incumbent on us to kind of develop this pride for where we live and where we work, and kind of like, you know, really want to, I guess, shout from the rooftops or where, you know, how great we are.
Well, I agree with that too. And you look at even just the different high schools, there's healthy competition and healthy rivalries where you can still come put your hand around people. Just like my kids in their sports, they're playing with people from all different schools. So by the time they get to high school, they're going to know everybody because they're all out in the middle of the region already networking.
Any other thoughts on this? Because I can't wait to get like El Dorado Hills and Folsom in here in future shows to have them, you know, contrast this a little bit, because there's in the Sacramento region, there's so many great places to live and work. And I mean, you talk about Fair Oaks and it's fantastic.
It is.
Yeah. No, I love it there. And yeah, no plans to move to Roseville or anything. I appreciate it here. I think, I mean, there's great places all throughout. One thing we didn't talk about is the luxury housing element in Placer. Granite Bay has sort of been, you know, the big kid on the block for a long time. But I have to say, Loomis, over the past decade, has really surpassed Granite Bay in terms of the number of $4 million sales and the number of $3 million. So there's actually more in Loomis. And I think that there's something happening in Placer. There's more land to build on, but there's these different communities arising, whether they're gated or not. There's been an element where people have flocked. Land is being developed. high-end properties. You look on maybe the top 12 places, with, highest prices in the region, half of that is plaster very easily, different pockets. And so I think there's something
What's the highest price? So you got Granite Bay and Loomis. You're saying Loomis has surpassed Granite Bay. What about El Dorado Hills? El Dorado Hills Loomis is kind of having similar characteristics.
So El Dorado Hills, I have... here's a chart. In terms of $2 million sales and up, most in El Dorado Hills, 113 since 2020, Granite Bay, and then at 111. Loomis is fourth on that list. But then you go up to, 3 million. Loomis is number one. Granite Bay is number two. El Dorado Hills, number three. Sacramento, number four.
Okay. Interesting.
And so, but then you go 4 million, and then it goes Loomis, Granite Bay, El Dorado Hills, Sacramento, Shingle Springs, Elk Grove, Davis, Galt. And so,
what about 10 million?
10 million doesn't exist in our market. Not yet. 7 million is the top sale. I think there was one in Loomis, right? And then there was one in Shingle Springs, but it was kind of on 500 acres, too. So it's is it really a house? Everyone aims for that unicorn price. Even today, there's in the region, there's four properties that are pending above 3 million, but there's 40 listings at 3 million and above. And so it's that unicorn price. Like, I'm going to get this Bay Area buyer.
There's 40 listings at 3 million and above in what geographic area?
Sac, Placer, Yolo, El Dorado. Okay. Yeah. And so you have a lot of people, I think, aiming for this high price in the midst of a smaller pool of buyers who make that happen. So last year, there's about 30, $3 million sales in the region. And so there's a limited number of buyers who will actually pull the trigger on that. But when you look at where they're happening, there's no mistaking Loomis and Granite Bay as, I think, the twin towers, so to speak. El Dorado Hills is also up there, too.
So all that right, means we have ahead. Enough, I was going to say, so that means we have good enough jobs for people to afford that type of a home here. So that's good diversification.
We do.
I know attorneys who work in downtown Sacramento who bought in Loomis. And so.
And we got the Sacramento Kings living in Loomis too. Some of the Kings players.
Okay, Shanti, what did we not ask you? What did we not talk about today? Anything?
No, I don't think
pretty
so.
Pretty much covered it?
I don't think so.
Ash, you want to wrap things up? Help me wrap things up?
No, I really appreciate you guys coming and giving a good insight of sort of the overall between housing, future plans, and all the exciting things that are happening in Placer County. I appreciate being able to be your co-host again today for our third show. I look forward to the next one, and hopefully at the end we can circle back with all of our guests and have a healthy discussion with everyone.
I love it. Thank you for coming on the show.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship and for the backyard advantage, and of course, all of you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. Here at Haney Biz, at Mark Haney Show, and The Growth Factory, we're never above you, we're never below you, always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.